Hello, Harley.
Hello, hello.
Flume, doing your only Australian show is at Listen Out Festival this year.
Yeah, that's right.
How are you feeling about, you know, finally playing to your peoples?
It should be good. It should be really fun.
Nice. When was the last time that you played in Australia?
Would have been a big day out.
Yes, right. Just big festivals for you now. Well, you did play those 10,000 seaters in America recently as well.
I haven't played them yet.
Oh, they're coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's funny. It's actually starting to really take off in the US, like, in a big way.
Well, thank you for coming back and playing these. Hey, we've got Jesse on the line. Jesse, you are rather excited about all this?
Oh, definitely, man. I heard the lineup and I was like, yeah, get me there. And then you announced Flume and I was like, ah, oh, what's up, Harley?
Hey, Jesse, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm frothing now, man.
You're from Queenscliff. Have you seen Flume play before?
Never. I know, right?
There you go. All right, Jesse, so this is going to be the first time.
Definitely. I'm just like, can't contain the excitement tonight.
All right. Well, if you are from Victoria, like you are, Melbourne, Saturday, 4th of October at the Royal Botanic Gardens. Also, the Brisbane Showgrounds the day after, the 5th of October. And the weekend before that, Centennial Park in Sydney and the Ozone Reserve in Perth. Hey, Jesse, what do you want Flume to play? What's one thing you want to happen?
Oh, Ezra. Man, Ezra, just, yeah, love it.
Old Ezra.
Keeping it old school.
Old Ezra.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Nice. Keep it an
AJ,
man.
Hey, Jesse, have an excellent afternoon, dude.
Sweet, you too, boys. See you,
mate.
And so for the rest of this list, have you seen Zoo play before?
I haven't. No, I didn't even know about this guy until recently. So.
Oh, really? Mm. I guess because you have been kind of, apart from jet-setting all around the world, locked away making new music.
Yeah, I've been really busy, actually.
Right, and according to disclosure, getting chocolate all over your pants.
Yeah.
Now, their side of the story was you guys were hanging out in a aircraft lounge, sharing music, and then at some point you managed to get chocolate all over yourself.
Yeah. Well, what actually happened was, we were hanging out, exchanging music, caught a flight back to Australia. We're both heading to Oz, and I got my meal. Got my little chocolate, you know, they give you a little chocolate on the side. I got excited about that. I thought I'd save it for later, put it in the pocket. Anyway, fall asleep 7 hours later.
That's what happens. There it is. But, I mean, next time I saw you, which was a groove in the Moon Maitland, you were chocolate free. So that was all fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you done any of those popped up on any special guests like that? That was with What's So Not. Have you been popped up doing any other shows?
Yeah, I did in New York. I've just come back from New York, actually. I've been away doing a little writing trip. And, I jumped up a few times there. We had Sonny as well, Skrillex, jump up too.
Really?
Yeah, one night.
That's right.
Which was wild.
I went to What's So Not gig I saw. It was Emo's family that jumped up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his family are crazy.
No, we talked to his dad afterwards.
Did he? Did he come in?
Yeah, well, he's on the phone. He's on the phone.
Oh, right.
And he was talking about, well, I think we maybe convinced him and your dad to maybe start a DJ sort of group together.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've both been on the radio before, so they've got that sort of profile.
That's true, actually.
So that's an idea. Maybe follow.
You love getting the family involved. I like that.
Well, it's good. You know, we get to the source. You know, we all know what you want to tell us, but it's the parents who tell us the truth.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
And the text line as well. There's a lot of love on this. Just made my day. So much yes, says Beth in Brisbane. Listen out. You had me at Chet Faker, then Zoo, then Teed, then Flume. Baker and Buchan are cutting circles in the white unicorn as we speak. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good, right? I guess. I don't know. In the studio, Flume, who is back in Australia playing his only 2014 shows at the Listen Out Festival. Festivals, four of them around Australia. And are we going to hear any new music? There's a question.
We are. Yeah, I got new stuff.
Oh,
I got a bunch of new stuff.
Nice. This is good. Now, you did put something on the internet a month ago. Now, you're probably just showing off your fancy drum machine.
Oh, right, this, yeah.
Now, has this made the cut, or is this...
Yeah, I don't even know if this is going to be... I'm still tossing out whether this is going to be Flume or What's So Not, particular track. Yeah.
That's exciting. How many options? So, but there's just those two options at the moment. There's not, like, a secret other thing going on.
No. Yeah, keeping it with two. Two's more than enough, I can tell you that. It's keeping me more than busy.
Really? So how do you... Like, do you find time to do normal things?
Yeah.
Like, do you have to, like, you know, have you, like, registered your car or got, you know, like, sort of, you know, renewed your license and all those sort of normal human things?
Yeah, I do. It's not much time to do them, but I do them.
You
yeah,
do them.
Absolutely.
Nice. So I remember you, because you put up the well, we didn't know it at the time, but I thought it was a new piece of Flume stuff, and it turned out to be the just a little bit of the tennis course Lord remix that you did, just the whoop, whoop, whoop bit that you put on.
Yeah.
Something about beats that snap or something.
Yeah, beats that slap. That's slap. What I'm always looking for, beats that slap.
How do you make beats that slap?
Like, not like bangers, but like just beats that slap. You know, when it's like I want to make a new genre, like snap neck hip hop. It's like, you know, that hip hop, like, you know, Kate Renata, where it's that you can't not move your head kind of to it.
And the pace of the beats would actually potentially give you whiplash.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you want to do. So that's what this next record's going to sound like. It's going to be dangerous to listen to.
There's plenty of that on there, yeah.
Awesome. How close are you to, how many tracks, how close are you to getting it already?
I mean, it's all pretty vague at the moment. Like, it's underway.
That's good.
It's underway. It's happening. I don't know when, but it's definitely underway.
Excellent. And we're going to hear some new stuff at the Listen Out Festival.
Absolutely.
That's good. I'm watching my Facebook feed and everyone's putting stuff up, including Flerm. Flerm has added the lineup.
Oh, Flerm.
But Yartzell as well and Taku. You've got to have some mates here, like Taku.
Yeah. It's going to be cool, man. I don't get to see Reggie come out very often. Like, he's hard to get on a bill. Like,
yeah, right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And as I said, you've got Yartzell, we've got Totally Enormous, Extinct Dinosaurs, Young
Father.
Yeah,
actually, I hung out with Tete a bit in New York. Yeah, he's going out with Banks.
Oh.
Yeah, I went and saw Banks. Yeah. And then Tete was at the concert and we just ended up hanging out the whole night. But
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's music bringing people together.
That's right.
Because, I mean, on Triple J is talking about hooking up this week.
Uh-huh.
And so different ways of hooking up. And I guess both being excellent producers must be a way that it worked for Tete and Banks.
Yeah, well, I think they actually, you know that Warm Water track?
Mm-hmm.
They did. Yeah, they actually did that together.
Oh,
that's my favorite.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful. And you and Chet Faker both on the lineup together.
Yeah.
Speaking of hooking up. Nick texted from Melbourne, "Hey, Doctor, ask Flume if there's a chance of him and Chet Faker being on stage together at all." That's the question that Nick's
probably
asking. It's more like
anything could happen. Last time, actually, he came on stage and it was at the end of Field Day, I think, and I remember he just got this fruit platter from my dressing room and just threw it across the whole crowd.
Oh, no. All right, so don't worry about packing a lunch if you're coming to Listen Out Festival. Just go and see Flume. Chet will get up there and feed you all with the fruit platter. That's the thing. Excellent. What else is going on? You're heading back overseas very soon.
Yeah.
These massive shows.
Yep.
How many people at each of those shows?
Well, we started with one Terminal 5 in New York, which is like, I think it's nearly 3,000, and now we've got three. And, you know, we're doing that similar numbers in LA, New York. Like, it's crazy, man. It's like, it's Australia-sized shows in the US and it's all happening.
And it's only taken about that much time again as well. Like, it seems like it's snowballing quicker and quicker.
Yeah, totally. And it feels like, you know, all the album thing happened here and it was like, wow, this is crazy. And now it's like the same hysteria like over in the US now. So it's like a double wave. But it's a lot of fun.
It hasn't really settled down here at all. Not by the looks of the text line, which is going absolutely nuts. We've got the words amazeballs has been texting, the word frothing, of course. Someone else, another Harley, actually. So pleased to hear you're doing so well in the US. Show them how us Aussies do. And he's adding Listen Out to my bucket list of 2014. It's true, though. People do look to Australia for music now.
Oh, especially the US. Like, they keep asking me. They're like, you know, what's going on in Australia? What's the deal with this? Like, it's like there's a thing happening.
Wow.
And US are loving it right now. Especially, you know, Wayraiser, he's killing it over there too.
Yeah, because he was over at a similar time to MO for Watson, who did the South by Southwest thing. And
yeah, he was doing some, like, he's doing some mad decent block parties with me as well when we're over there. So, like, yeah.
Wow, that is a pretty massive lineup, that mad decent block party thing as well. I saw that.
Yeah.
It was like a block. The block party was a block of names that you could almost couldn't fit on your Facebook screen.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you go because you've probably got a bit of preparation to do before all this kind of business. Are you ready to get back to Australian tours, Australian fans?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's good to be back, I got to say. Like, I'm away so much these days, it's nice to be home.
Excellent. All right, dude. Well, I'm going to play a track from, what was about a year and a month ago that you brought yourself and your Infinity Prism to Dubbo for the one night stand.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to play a little track called On Top by Flume. If you are excited about listening out, 0439757555. Ali, we'll see you soon, man.
See you, dude. Thanks for having me.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.